This is VOA News. The remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Confirmation hearings for U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett opened in Washington Monday, with Barrett telling senators that courts should not try to make policy and should leave that to American presidents and Congress. As the hearings started, Senator Dianne Feinstein, the lead Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee, immediately signaled that the minority Democrats plan to sharply question Barrett about one major policy dispute, her view that a 2012 Supreme Court decision upholding the legality of the Affordable Care Act, a national health care law affecting millions of Americans, was wrongly decided. The court is considering a new challenge to the Affordable Care Act on November 10th, by which time Barrett could be a justice on the 9-member court, deciding whether to overturn the statute or allow it to stand. The head of the World Health Organization is warning against a strategy of pursuing herd immunity to stop the coronavirus pandemic. He calls the idea unethical. At a news briefing in Geneva Monday, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said health officials should only try to achieve immunity through vaccination, not exposing people to the virus. In his explanation, Ghebreyesus referenced herd immunity, which happens when a population is protected from a viral outbreak because a threshold level of immunity has been reached in that population. He said never in the history of public health has herd immunity been used as a strategy for responding to an outbreak, let alone a pandemic. It's scientifically and ethically problematic. The WHO estimates that about 10% of the world has contracted the coronavirus. It's not yet known what percentage rate of infection is needed to achieve herd immunity. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.